This segment of Tasty Room Radio is brought to you by The Hatch. April 14th, check in for the spring wine club season. Pick up your selections and meet Mr. Merle. It's a brand new 100% Merlot from Colford Farms. Johnny Bernard's on the barbecue, and the Prince of Tides, Grayson Reardon, will lead some interpretive dance. Details at thehatchwines.com. Hello, I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. It can be found at mulliganstew.ca. I don't mean to confuse you. It's just that mulliganstew.ca now contains Mulligan Stew Radio, Mulligan Stew the podcast, and Tasting Room Radio. Thank you for joining us. This is real simple. It's the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association pour in Vancouver at Terminal City Club. For those of you who may have never visited the Okanagan or perhaps have only been to the north or south, there's Vernon Colonna at the top. There's Oliver Osoyoos at the bottom, in the middle, between Okanagan Lake and Skaha. And around Skaha is the Okanagan Falls Winery Association. It is a great place, a blessed place to grow wine. We'll be talking to the principals of, mostly the winemakers of, Blasted Church, Bonamici, Crescent Hill, Liquidity, Meyer Family, Nighthawk, Noble Ridge, Pentage, Stag's Hollow, Synchromesh, and Wild Goose. There's a lot of information. If you need to go back and just check out some facts or names, just go to tastingroomradio.com or mulliganstew.ca, and you'll find all that information there. Oh, and in 2 weeks' time, the new world-class winemaker at Mission Hill, Ben Bryant, and we meet him in Calgary at Dean House. Cheers. It's the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association Spring Pour, Spring Releases in Vancouver. They're calling this one the Heart of Wine Country, and it's true. If you think about where Skaha and this winery association starts and finishes, it's smack dab in the middle of the Okanagan. It's perfect. Whether you're coming or going, you're going to want to stop in Okanagan Falls. And don't go looking for the falls. They're not there. They were, but they're not there anymore. Now, someone has to speak on behalf of the association just to get us started, to set the tone. Jack Meyer is the president, but he's on the road. And he has designated Leslie D'Andrea to be the vice chair, and she is. And she's going to fill us in. First of all, what do you remember about the first pour? Where was it?
First pouring, good question. Yes, I do remember a small place, a little restaurant, Bricks.
I can remember, Leslie, a couple of years ago, someone saying, you know, it felt like we were swamped. There were so many people coming spring, summer, and fall to the Okanagan, and specifically Okanagan Falls. And then the fires came along. And all of a sudden, there was an echo up and down the valley. Where are we 2019?
Mm-hmm. Really, really interesting, because my own personal opinion on this is that we all need to be thinking about this every year from now on. This is not this was a bad summer or an off year. This is a reality. I'm thrilled that I'm hearing our governments are trying to do some things in a mitigating way to offset some of these fire hazards, but as a winery owner and a wine shop person, and particularly a wine experience person, we are working really hard to what can we do in a supportive way around firefighting methods, but also specifically on our property, for example, and in our area generally. What can we do when there's smoke? There's, you know, our winemaker, vineyard managers have a whole job in and of themselves managing that. But from the experience things, there are still things you can do. Certainly from a tasting room experience, come inside. It's a concern, but I don't think it should stop any of us. I mean, we're here to create a beautiful experience. We have this wine. You may not get the same view this year. We had one tasting room person who was quite hilarious, put a picture of our beautiful view on the door and said, this is what it usually looks like, but come on in. You know, and I think that's our job.
Leslie D'Andrea at the Okanagan Falls Pour in Vancouver at the Terminal City Club, and she's representing the entire association right now. Do you have to stand out from the Similkameen or the Naramata Bench? Do you have to have a singular voice?
I think it is important to figure out who you are. We also value, and one of the principles of our association is you have to have a tasting room open. We feel really strongly that we want people to come into the area. Having said that, secondly, I'd say my job is to point to the other associations for sure. Who comes into the valley for one single experience? It's my job to say, have you been to the Similkameen yet? You've got to check out that. And Naramata and the Soyuz. I think I have two jobs.
What about the food component? Does that help?
Huge.
And food and, let's say, accommodation.
Absolutely. I think I've told you this. It was, probably at least five years ago. A fellow from California came up and was visiting us and saying, wow, your wines are really terrific. They've really come a long way. This is reminding me of Napa in the late 70s, though. Where's the food? Where's the accommodation? And we've come a long way, baby, but that's still a huge part of that experience. People are coming into the valley. We're starting to see some wonderful examples of food, even more needed for accommodation, for sure. People are coming for that whole experience.
And not big accommodations, small.
No, just make them beautiful. You know, small, lovely, intimate, personal. I'm 100% biased on this, but same with the winery, same with the food, same with the accommodation. I think people are coming in to have a personal experience.
Will you come back and talk about Noble Ridge?
Either Jim or I will be here, maybe both.
Maybe both. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome to Year 9.
Thanks for coming and supporting us.
She's Leslie Dondria, and she's one of the founders and co-owners at Noble Ridge, but she's representing the Okanagan Falls Winery Association. She's the vice chair. It's Okanagan Falls, the heart of wine country. It's their 9th pour in Vancouver at Terminal City Club. 14 award-winning wineries, 185 acres of vines, and they produce a combined 110,000 cases for an amazing 1,300,000 bottles of wine each year. Blasted Church Vineyards is at the top of this list. John Bailey is the vineyard manager. So what are you pouring at the table? You start with the Sauv Blanc?
Really beautiful year for the Sauv Blanc. We've got two different picks that we do.
You've got a Pinot Gris.
We have the Pinot Gris. This is a really fun wine. We have two different blocks that are completely different where we grow it.
Now, we the consumer might not think about such things, but I know that you guys in the field, you want to know what that soil, that particular spot is going to give you, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it has such an impact on what you drink and what the average consumer gets from the wine. And so for us, it's really important to go over the top in the geek factor, understand our soils and what that gives us.
Well, who better to go geek than you guys?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm paid for.
The 2016 Merlot.
2016, big year. Very interesting year. The structure of our growing season was much more different than 2015. So we saw, as with 2018, the acids and sugars developed differently. And I think what it gave us is a really nice, rounded, full-bodied Merlot. Have a bit of new oak on that. I'm not sure the percentage. And it's just a nice, supportive, big-style Merlot.
Are we wanting our Merlot? I did a special on, are we shortchanging Merlot? I got a 50-50 split.
I think Merlot serves a great spot in this valley, right? The bigger Bordeaux-style grapes, Cab Sauv and things, they can be very difficult to ripen. Syrah even can be difficult in the wrong location. Merlot, it seems like you agree. I mean, you can get beautiful wines from Merlot on the right site with a good grower and a good winemaker.
And then you have a 2016 Syrah.
We do, yeah. So we have a few different sites closer to Oliver Osoyoos in that area for Syrah that we've been buying off of for a number of years.
John Bailey, Blasted Church. He is the vineyard manager at the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association Pour in Vancouver. Not often that I talk about labels, and your labels, Blasted Church, got crazy labels, but the Nectar of the Gods Meritage, there's a Meritage table here. There's a number of these wineries have brought their Meritage to pour at one table. That's a great label.
Do you like it? Yeah.
I love that label. It's so different from anybody else.
Yeah, it is a beautiful label, absolutely.
So Nectar of the Gods gets carte blanche, like literally it's all buffed up. It's the best fruit, the best of everything, right?
Right, yeah. And so the idea there is to pick the best of the fruit, treat it with, you know, a golden glove, if you will, and try, kind of like we were talking about with the Merlot, try and say, okay, this is what the Okanagan Valley can do in terms of the Bordeaux spectrum. And we hope that it's a very good representation of
the What's the blend?
So it's all five Bordeaux. It's Petit Verdot, Merlot, Cab Sauv, Cab Franc, and Malbec.
Thank you for this, and have yourself a great year.
Thank you very much.
John Bailey, Blasted Church. He is the vineyard manager.
You're listening to Tasting Room Radio with your host, Terry David Mulligan.
We're at the Terminal City Club. This is the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association Pour in Vancouver, their spring releases. Tisha Pope from Crescent Hill Winery has joined me, and she brought I saw the bottle half the room away. It was all frosted and beautiful. What was that?
That is our brand new Sparkling Gewurztraminer, and it's got a very fitting name, I Am Diva. because Gewurztraminer, I think, is the diva of all grapes.
You actually have two. You have the I Am Diva Frizzante Gewurz, and you have the Glen Allen Private Reserve Gewurz. Same grape, same vineyards?
Same grape, same vineyard. Just a totally different taste. The Glen Allen, named after my grandfather, I think is your perfectly...
You get the price?
20.
$20 a bottle.
I know.
Crystal's Fault Riesling.
Crystal's Fault Riesling. So light. It's beautiful. It's crisp. It's lemon lime. It's one of my favorite Rieslings. And everybody always goes, you're right. It's a true lemon lime and with a really glorious green apple finish.
Some of your vineyards are 40 years old. Some of those plantings. Is it Riesling is one of them?
Yes, Riesling's one of them. So my grandpa actually handpicked all of our grapes and vines. So our Riesling and our Gewurztraminer, he handpicked from the Rhine district in Germany and legit smuggled them back. So they're a little older than me, so they're 40 plus years old. And the stalks are like tree trunks. They're so thick.
What is Island Girl?
So Island Girl is our new white blend. It's a blend of Chardonnay, the Riesling, and the Gewurztraminer, and it has this incredible mango finish.
And Sea Hag.
Sea Hag is our very first red. It's a really lovely Cab Sav. The Sea Hag actually comes from what my mom's brothers used to call her.
No.
Yes, from old Popeye. So they would make fun. So this is kind of a fun nod towards her brothers.
Is there any record of her actually cold-cocking her brothers?
Not that I know of, but maybe.
Thank you for the bubble.
You're very welcome.
She is Tisha Pope, and she's with Crescent Hill Winery.
You're listening to Tasting Room Radio.
Liquidity Wines, wow. Ruth Hanbury is the president, and she has joined me in the studio, as it were, two big chairs over in the corner. When did you come to us? When did you come to the Okanagan?
I've actually been living in the Okanagan since 2012. I moved here specifically to work in the wine industry. I come from England. I'd had the honour of working in the New Zealand wine industry, but felt that the Okanagan had so much opportunity here and potential. So I've been here since then.
You left England just as they were discovering that they could grow wine.
I did, I know. It's like they did it on purpose because I left.
They finally got around to making really good wines.
They do. The south of England has some exceptional sparkling wines, actually. I guess that's maybe just speaks to how close, actually, we are to Champagne itself. That's 80 miles, I think, as the crow flies from the heart of Champagne to England.
Cast yourself back. What was the biggest surprise about the Okanagan when you got there?
I would say, actually, the overall quality. I think for anyone that's sat the WSET or done any wine courses, in fact, they'll know that the Okanagan and BC and even Canada is not really often spoke about unless you're talking about ice wine.
Yeah.
And so to come here and find such high quality, world-class standard Pinots, Chards, Reds, Whites, Aromatics, Bubbles.
Just not enough of it.
Just not nearly enough. I know, not nearly enough at all.
Ruth Hanbury, the president of Liquidity Vineyards. All right, let's talk about what we can taste. Let's start with the Pinot Noir Estate 2017.
Yes, Liquidity Wines, we focus on our Pinot Noir and our Chardonnay. The majority of our vineyard is actually planted with Pinot Noir, so we have a number of different clones of Pinot Noir, which help us give a beautiful, rounded estate Pinot Noir. So this 2017 really speaks to the year. Vineyard manager Julian and our winemaker Alison Moyes are really guided by the terroir. They are passionate about an expression of where we are within the Okanagan Valley.
Do we know what clone this is?
This is a blend of 115, 667, 828, and 777.
Well done. She knows her clones. By the way, they're on the back of the label. Tell us about the Viognier.
So we are here today with our 2017 Viognier. The 2018 is just being finished now. It's pressed, whole skin pressed, partial. Oh, yeah. to give it that little bit more of a mouthfeel. So you get those beautiful aromatics, but you get that nice weight to it as well.
I think BC Viognier's time is coming. I think people are going to embrace it the better we get at making it.
Absolutely. And there's so many different ways and styles and expressions. And even here in the room today, there's some wonderful Viogniers, so different in style, in profile, in flavor.
Ruth Hanbury, the president of Liquidity Winery Bistro Gallery. Your Liquidity Merlot is a 2015.
It is, yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Did you lose this case somewhere?
We've been keeping it, especially for this year. We have some 15 here down in the Vancouver marketplace. It's really showing so wonderfully right now. 15.
It was a great year.
It was. Beautifully hot year. Wonderful, deep, rich red.
Ruth Hanbury, the president of Liquidity Vineyards. You're also pouring the 2017 Collage. What's in the Collage?
The Collage is a blend. It's Gewürztraminer, Pinot Gris, Pinot Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc, and Riesling, all blended into
this. It's like a field blend.
It's a little bit of everything. It's a little bit of Okanagan sunshine in a bottle.
Now, there is a Meritage table there, and your Meritage is Dividend. Tell us about that blend.
Our Dividend is a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, and Merlot. It's a beautiful, full-bodied...
dark fruit, coffee, mocha.
It is, absolutely. It is our standout big, bold red. You want to have a steak, you want a big, tasty red that's going to go with that. And we have our 2016 here, which, whilst young, is already expressing some... That's just wonderful flavor profile. Still nice and smooth, thanks to the barreling program.
Let's do some price points. The Pinot Noir Estate?
Pinot Noir Estate is $29.
The Viognier?
Is $24 a bottle.
Merlot?
Is $25 a bottle.
Collage?
Is $19 a bottle.
Yay! And the Dividend?
The Dividend is $35 a bottle.
That's the Meritage. Well, yes. Worth the chase.
Yeah, absolutely well worth it. I thoroughly recommend it.
Is the restaurant open?
It is. It opened last Thursday. So 7 days a week now, all the way through to Thanksgiving. We're open for lunch and dinner.
Have yourself a great summer.
Thank you so much. You too.
She is Ruth Hanbury, the president of Liquidity Winery Bistro Gallery.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by The Hatch. This from their Hobo series, Müller-Thurgau. These workhouse grapes were scorned and systematically eradicated. But what was old is new again. And the few remaining patches of now noble and old vines have been rediscovered and revived. Check out The Hatch 2016 Müller-Thurgau at thehatchwines.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Canada's number one winery, Road 13. It's time to book your dinner with Backyard Farms and Road 13. Amazing artisan wines with four-course meals prepared by Chef Chris Van Hooydonk of Backyard Farms. May 4, July 27, August 17, September 28, and October the 5th. All the details at road13vineyards.com.
This is the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association Pour in Vancouver at Terminal City Club. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio. You can find the details for this show at tastingroomradio.com, which is included in our wonderful website called mulliganstew.ca. Wild Goose Vineyards and Winery. Okanagan Falls is a region. We've talked to Roland Kruger actually the last couple of weeks ago at the Vancouver International Wine Festival. So we have Leslie Matheson, who's their marketing manager at Wild Goose. And I want to talk, I'm sure that they said bring four to pour. And you have a pretty big portfolio. So what did you decide to bring?
So we have our Gewürztraminer, our 2017 Gewürztraminer. We have our Autumn Gold, which is our white blend. We have our Pinot Gris. And we have our 2017 Pinot Noir.
All right, one at a time. The Gewürz, I understand. That Autumn Gold, tell me about that blend again.
So it's a third Riesling, a third Pinot Blanc, and a third Gewürztraminer. And Hagen, our winemaker, keeps it pretty consistent every year. Yep. And last year, that the Autumn Gold got voted best BC white wine by the voters of BC.
Now, some would say, it's a summer sipper. I would digress. I would think it's a food white wine, white blend.
Yes. The Autumn Gold is the kind of wine you can have it on its own on the deck, or it pairs wonderfully with everything. It's just a huge favorite wine for people in the BC.
Leslie Matheson, the marketing manager at Wild Goose Winery. Tell me about your Pinot Noir.
So this Pinot Noir is our 2017. So It's been on French oak since November when we harvested, November 17th.
Like new French?
New French. So I think it's about 25% new French, and the rest is second or third year barrels. And then we bottled it starting in August of last year. So it's been in oak for 8 months and in bottle for 7 months.
Do they tell you what the clones are on the bottle?
I believe it's clone 115.
Okay.
And it's a pretty common clone for BC, for the Pinot Noir.
Was this the one that won Best Red?
Yes, it won Best Red at the Cascadia competition. It won Best Pinot Noir at Cascadia, and that competition was held in Oregon. So it's pretty amazing that we got the best Pinot in, like, the Pinot country of Oregon.
Right underneath their noses.
We snuck in.
Leslie Matheson, the marketing manager at Wild Goose Winery. Tell me about, there's a Meritage table here, and you sent over the Red Horizon. Tell me about that.
So our Red Horizon, we use Merlot, Cab Sauv, and Petit Verdot in this blend. It also, last year at the All-Canadian Wine Championships that are held in Ontario, this red won Best Red Wine of the Year, and at the same time, our Gewurz won Best White Wine of the Year. First time a winery has won Best Red and Best White at one competition.
Once again, right underneath their noses.
Exactly.
The Meritage, is it Merlot dominated?
Yes, 50% Merlot. Then I believe it's 25 Cab Sauv and 25 Petit Verdot. And Hagen uses a lot of Petit Verdot just to redden it up. But it's more than a lot of Meritage blends because they're usually around 3 or 5%. But ours is a little bit higher and gives it a little bit more mouthfeel, a little bit more roundness to the wine.
She's Leslie Matheson. She's the marketing manager at Wild Goose in the South Okanagan, Okanagan Falls. Have you opened up for the year?
It's April 1st.
Smoke and Oak, is it going?
Smoke and Oak goes May 1st.
What does the Okanagan Falls Winery Association in the area have to do to raise their profile? Because, you know, you got Narramatta Bench, you got Smoke and Mead, everybody's trying to put wind in their sails. What do you have to do to get that wine crowd coming your way?
You know, in my opinion, all we need to do is tell them how great our wines are and let them taste them. I think the Okanagan Falls Winery Association, the wines in that area, are the best wines you're going to find in the Okanagan Valley. It's almost like a best-kept secret that you come to that area, you could spend a day just hitting our wineries and taste some of the best wines you're going to taste.
Well done.
Thank you.
We've been talking Wild Goose with Leslie Matheson. This is the ninth annual Okanagan Falls Pour at Terminal City Club in Vancouver. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan.
This is Tasting Room Radio, a home for passionate fans of food, wine, and friends.
I got to Pentage for the Okanagan Falls Winery Association, and Paul Gardner and Julie Rennie have been the proprietors for quite some time, as far as I can remember. And I wrote down one big word. One word I wrote, wow, because I saw Roussanne, Marsanne, Viognier, a blend of one of the four pours. So, but let's take it from the top. Pinot Gris. You would always pour your Pinot Gris, wouldn't you?
Pinot Gris is our largest volume, actually, of a single white wine that we make. So very popular, fruit forward, 100% stainless steel. It's just so delicious.
How big is the portfolio again?
We do 5,000 cases a year. We make about 24 different wines.
That's exactly my point. You've always made 24. It's not so deep. It's five. It's okay. But it's wide.
Yeah, it's wide. We have two properties. We grow 21 different varieties between the two properties. And all I can say is Paul likes to play in the cellar. So he doesn't want to make...
You know, we've been doing these interviews for years and you've always blamed him. I've never had a chance to ask him.
I'll bring him here and then he can tell you for himself.
I got to Pentage for the Okanagan Falls Winery Association. And Paul Gardner and Julie Rennie have been the proprietors for quite some time, as far as I can remember. All right, so then we get to the Roussanne Marsanne Viognier. You know, I know the blend Roussanne Marsanne is very popular with me anyway. What does a Viognier add to that?
Well, the Viognier's got really nice white floral notes, which adds quite a bit to the Roussanne Marsanne Viognier. It's only 20% in there, but we do pick the Viognier a little bit later because it's a later ripening white wine grape, and then we add it. It gives it a little bit more body, I think.
I know that these are spring releases, but this is my kind of winter white right here.
Yeah, it's, you know, 8 months in oak, stirred on its lees to create a richer mid-palate. We do keep it back about 20% in stainless steel to keep that really bright fruit forwardness on it. But it's been in bottle for 2 years, so it's a white wine for a red wine drinker.
Are you a Gamay fan?
Love Gamay. I've got one at the table right now.
How much do you make?
About 300 cases a year. You know, we've been growing it and releasing it ever since we started Pentage back in 1996, and it's really popular. It's one of our probably favorite red wines that we make.
Okay, and then we get to your Syrah at 2014.
2014, yeah. Bottle aged again for about a year and a half in bottle. The Syrah is beautiful, rich, a lot of pepper spice on the palate. It is, I think, one varietal that does really well in the Okanagan, grows really well in the Okanagan.
Pepper in there?
A little pepper, yeah, spice. Yeah, absolutely.
Julie Rennie, the co-proprietor of Pentage Winery. Okay, now there's a Meritage table over there.
It's our Pentage, and it's a 2012. This is our Bordeaux blend. Again, we hold back our reds generally a year to 2.5 years prior to release. So this is our current vintage of our Bordeaux blend.
Now just say it, just listen, audience, a 2012 Meritage, bottle aged some 6-7 years now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not a lot of people have the discipline to do that. You know that.
I know. We tuck it away and hide it so that we don't get tempted.
How can you hide something where you know where it is?
Oh, because you just try and forget about it.
Well, I love it. I've got a lot of plum, a lot of dark fruit. It's everything you want in a Meritage, right?
It is, you know, it's still drinking really well, and really nice. And actually, it could definitely be cellared for another few years. It's not a rush.
What's the blend?
There's Cab Sav, Cab Franc, Merlot, Syrah, and a little bit of Gamay, because we made it out of the five reds on our property when we started Pentage. So Pentage is Greek for five, and we planted five reds.
Is there a rosé coming from you?
There is Gamay rosé.
How much did you make?
Not much.
Great. Just great.
100 cases.
How much did you make of the Roussanne?
The Roussanne, there is about, I think there was about 175.
And the Gamay?
So very small lot. Gamay is 300.
Yeah, it just tells me how hard I have to chase. Julie Rennie, the co-proprietor of Pentage Winery in Penticton.
Yes.
So one more thing, price points, if you would, please.
So the price points, so the Pinot Gris is $20, the Roussanne Marsanne is $27, and that's including taxes and everything. Our Gamay is $23, and our Syrah is $26. So I think all reasonably priced. Our Pentage is $35.
All right, you're open for business? Have you opened?
We open April 20th, and we'll be open every day from 11 to 5, right through to Thanksgiving.
If you ask me, and I'm going to, because I get these questions all the time, where should I go? If I only have time for one or two wineries, you go to Pentage and spend the afternoon there or the morning with Paul Gardner and Julie Rennie, the proprietors. We've been talking to Julie Rennie. Thank you, Julie.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us. Thanks for coming.
This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. You can find the details for this and all the shows at mulliganstew.ca. Just go to that website. You'll find Mulligan Stew Radio, Mulligan Stew the podcast, and Tasting Room Radio, which is what you're listening to now. Thank you. There's a new player in the room, somebody I haven't met before. The winery is Bonamici Cellars. It's Mario and Vicky Rohde. They're the owners. I don't know how we haven't crossed paths before. How long have you been doing this?
Well, actually, Terry, we've been in business since 2012. However, have not had a physical location or presence in the Okanagan until 2017. So we purchased the property actually back in 2016. We started building it out in 2017. So bought a house basically on 10.5 acres with nothing else on it. So we've been planting the vineyard since then. So we'll have, by the end of summer this year, we'll have 9 acres fully planted on the property.
Wow. Why did you want to do this?
Well, first, I've worked in the wine business on the corporate side for a number of years, along with my business partner and winemaker. And so we decided back then that one day we would like to do this and do it on our own.
And why how did the one day arrive? Just like a bolt of lightning?
Well, the one day arrived when I was deciding what to do with the rest of my future. And I called Phil, his name is Philip Sue, and I called Phil and I said, Phil, I would really love it if we can partner to get this done. And so it took a couple years to get there because Phil was really concerned about. You want to start out on a great vintage, and 2012 was that vintage.
What did you want to plant?
Pinot Grigio, Sauve Blanc. We planted varietals like Merlot, Cab Franc, and Syrah. But what we're especially excited about is that we've planted Sangiovese and Barbera, which are our Italian varietals. Being an Italian-inspired brand, we wanted to make sure that we continue to move down that road of providing wines with Italian varietals.
Mario Rodi, the owner-partner of Bonamici Cellars, Okanagan Falls. So you're pouring today your Merlot 2015.
Actually, we're pouring our Merlot Cab Franc 2017. It's our best-selling red wine, a blend of 60% Merlot, 40% Cabernet Franc, aged in our French oak for 12 months. Has been our best seller since our first vintage back in 2012.
And the Syrah?
Syrah, we got a lovely reserve Syrah. We essentially have reserved for our tasting room only. And so that was something that we had put together for our guests at the tasting room.
And you had to plant a Pinot Gris, right?
We did, yeah. Pinot Gris, in fact, for us, it's Pinot Grigio. We do it in the Italian style. Ours is the typical Italian, drier, a little higher level of acidity. It's got a lot of zip to it and zest, if you will, just like the Italian Pinot Grigio.
No, just like Italians.
Yeah.
Mario Rodi, the owner-partner of Bonamici Cellars, Okanagan Falls. And then your red blend.
And then our Bel Viaggio, which is our signature red blend. So that's a blend of Cab Franc, Syrah, and a little bit of Malbec. It's a 2014 vintage, so it's got a little bit of age on it in the bottle. We did age it for about 16 months in our French oak. It's essentially 60% Cab Franc, 30% Syrah, 10% Malbec in that blend. That is the wine we continue to evolve into our version of a super Tuscan style of wine.
Mario Rodi, the owner of Bonamici Cellars in Okanagan Falls. All right, what's coming? What have you planted that we can watch for?
We've got our Sangiovese and our Barbera. As soon as those are available for us to harvest, which is still a couple of years down the road, we'll be doing some interesting things with our wines then. So the Bel Viaggio will include the Sangiovese. We may do a single varietal Barbera as an example. A big varietal for us is our Cab Franc. Cab Franc is the base of our two reds at this point in time. So we will do a single varietal, single vineyard Cabernet Franc as well.
How about some price points? Just take us through the...
So Pinot Grigio around $20. Our Sauvignon Blanc Viognier blend is about $25. And then our Merlot Cab Franc, $28. Our Bel Viaggio is $40.
Syrah?
Syrah is $45.
Have yourself a great summer. Are you open for business now?
We'll be opening our tasting room beginning of May, and we're open right through to October.
Congratulations. Living
the
dream.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it very much.
Mario Rodi, the owner-partner of Bonamici Cellars, Okanagan Falls.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Road 13, the Wine Online National Wine Awards, number one winery in Canada. Summer hours are approaching. They're open Easter weekend to Thanksgiving. The castle is open daily, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Details at road13vineyards.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. After 6 weeks of renovation, refurbishing, kitchen and outdoor patio expansion, complete with a new outdoor kitchen and pizza oven, the Unsworth restaurant is reopened. There's a great new menu and an Easter brunch on Sunday, April 21st. All the details can be found at unsworthvineyards.com.
Jim D'Andrea is the co-owner and the chairman of Noble Ridge at Okanagan Falls, making incredible wines. Tell me about your sub-GI. What's going on with you and your locations?
Well, the Okanagan Falls area became the second sub-geographic indicator in BC, which is similar to the Appalachians in France. We had to basically get a scientist to come and analyze our soils, basically the topography, indicate what the climatic conditions were. So it's all very scientifically based. And he found that the Okanagan Falls area is very, very unique. We have these kettles which have been carved out by the glacier. We have glacial fluvial soils, and a lot of we have some sand and gravel and rocks and those sorts of things. Long and short of it is we have a very unique area that produces some great quality grapes. And if you come to our place, you'll see those gullies and those hollows that come out, And he said, this is a very, very unique area in the valley. And as a result, we have some slopes that are very different, so that we have a very southern-facing slope, we have northern-facing slopes, and we can grow a lot of different grape varieties as a result of that difference.
Basically grow what the land gives you.
That's exactly right.
After all that geeky talk, what does it mean to us, the consumers, standing and looking at hundreds of bottles of wine, trying to figure out what to have on a Friday night or Saturday or whatever? What does it mean to us that you have crafted this spot on the planet?
The idea behind it is that it's a very unique area, that if you see Okanagan Falls on the label, then you're going to know that it's from that area. It's wines made from the grapes in that area, and that those are the wines. And we hope that people will see a reputation developing as a result of the Okanagan Falls label.
Exactly. You have to earn that reputation, but you know, it's word of mouth.
Absolutely. All of our neighbors, we all make award-winning wines both internationally and nationally, so we think it's going to come along.
Jim and Leslie Dondria from Noble Ridge Vineyard and Winery, and I assume that Leslie's over there pouring, so we're talking to Jim. You started with a Pinot Grigio, right?
That's right. Today we have the Pinot Grigio going. We planted that in 2002, and it's been going since then, yeah.
Jim Dondria, Noble Ridge Vineyard and Winery. Reserve Chardonnay, I tried it. I tried actually two tastings.
That's Leslie's favorite wine. Every day at 5 o'clock, I make sure I open some Reserve Chard for her. That's her favorite wine.
And that's the 2016. That will be in the market?
Yes, it will be.
The Reserve Pinot Noir?
Probably my favorite. We picked this in 2016. I think we picked it 8 different times. Our winemakers, knowing our vineyard so well, that he will look and say, okay, I want to pick these 10 rows today. And then 3 or 4 days later, okay, pick those 8 rows. He gets what he wants in terms of flavors and body. We do all small vat fermentation and then blend it back at the end.
That's the art form.
That's the art form.
Jim Dondria, Noble Ridge Vineyard and Winery. Tell me about your Meritage.
Our Meritage, the one we're serving today, well, we have two. One is the estate or entry level. That's about 81% Merlot, then 18% or so of Cab Sauv and a little bit of Malbec and Franc.
That's kind of pushing the boundaries, because I know the rules say you can't have more than 90%. So you're at 81.
81, that's right, yeah.
Way to go, Merlot.
Exactly. And then our Reserve is a little bit different blend than that.
How so?
It'll be a little bit more Cab and a little bit more Cab Franc and Malbec at the end, but not much more, those last two.
Are we talking left bank, right bank?
No.
No. No.
There's more fruit here.
Are you open for biz?
Yes, we are. We're open every day now till October.
Congratulations on this and well done.
Thank you very much. Great to see you.
He is Jim Dondria. He's the owner, the chairman of Noble Ridge Estate Winery and Vineyards, and they're pouring here at the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association Pour in Vancouver. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio.
Welcome to Tasting Room Radio, celebrating all the great things we love about food and wine.
We're going to talk about Stags Hollow Winery at Okanagan Falls. Larry Girellis, is Larry pouring? He's over there pouring at the table, and Linda Pruger has joined me here. They're the proprietors. And this is just an amazing winery, friends. They all are, but some just sort of stand out to me. They make a connection. Their philosophy, the kind of wines that they make. You can expect to see a Tempranillo, a Dolcetto. And we're just going to go down the... And you'll see what I'm talking about with Linda. Because the first... Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Having fun in Vancouver?
It's always nice to come here because I never get out of the winery, so it's a treat when I get to Vancouver.
And you put on your nice boots today.
I did.
There you go. All right, tell us about the pours, starting with the Albarino.
So the Albarino, for us, it's a varietal that is more unique in the Okanagan. Just going back to Stags Hollow, we've been on a route to do varietals that are a little bit different from what everybody else has in the valley, and Albarino was one of the first ones we planted.
Was that a philosophy on your part, or was that what the land was going to give you?
It was both. So what we did first is look at varietals that were different from what we could find in BC, and then we looked at where they were grown and whether we thought they would do well in BC.
There's a couple of other Albarinos in the valley. Does it have a life there? Do you think it's going to be popular?
I'm sure it's going to be popular. We've had two different requests this year for cuttings from our vineyard for others to plant it. Albarino, probably of everything that we've introduced, it grows fantastic in the Okanagan, and I think you're going to see a lot more of it.
You brought over the Blanc Noir. Tell me about that.
Okay. So the Blanc, if anybody that knows Stags Hollow knows that we, and as we're discussing, like to do different things, and we're always making a new wine. So this year, this is our new wine. So Blanc de Noir is a Pinot Noir, Gamay Noir blend. So two red grapes, but we've made it like a white. So we've pressed it off. The color is very pretty. It's sort of a golden color, but it is a white wine.
We're talking Stags Hollow with Linda Pruger, co-owner. It's not going to jump off the shelf as a rosé or anything like that. You have to trust in the two grapes that are in there.
Yes, exactly. Well, and you know, we didn't make it like a rosé in that we didn't give it any skin contact. The color that we have here is just strictly from the time it was taken to press it.
It's astonishing in the mouth, this Blanc de Noir. How much is it?
It is $21.99.
Did you make a lot of it?
Not a lot of it.
It's a long summer.
That's right. For us, it was testing the wine to see if it was something we wanted to do in the future, and just to see how it was received by people in here today.
You were asking about my starring system. I'm putting a star beside the Blanc Noir.
Awesome.
We're talking Stags Hollow with Linda Pruger, co-owner. The Syrah Rosé.
Syrah Rosé is a wine that we've had in our portfolio for about 4 or 5 years. It comes from a vineyard down in Soyuz. There's a certain part of that vineyard where we don't feel the Syrah ripens well enough to put into our red. And so we have cordoned off that section of the vineyard to pick it earlier to make a white rosé from it.
Did you have a conversation about the color you wanted?
It's ongoing every year, and we all stand around and look at the color and decide if it's too dark, too light.
Because we do the same thing.
I'm sure you do.
And many people just buy their rosé based on the color of the rosé.
Well, and winemakers seem to be really, really particular about the color of their rosé, and the trend is for a lighter color, so we're more or less always looking at, is this light enough that you can still see color and call it a rosé? Our rosé this color, or this year, is very pretty color.
I got to come over and have a look. Okay, and then you brought your Pinot Noir.
So for Pinot Noir is a varietal that we have invested a lot in both of our vineyards. We have two vineyards, Stags Hollow Vineyard and Shuttleworth Creek Vineyard. The Pinot we have here today is from Stags Hollow Vineyard. Despite the fact that our vineyards are only 2 kilometers apart, the Pinots that we get from these two vineyards are very different. So Stags Hollow produces it's a hotter site, it's south-facing, so we get a riper version of a Pinot Noir, usually a little bit heftier on the palate, whereas at Shuttleworth Creek, we get really pretty bright fruit on it, cooler site. So
you blend the two?
We do that only in our Renaissance wine.
Do you know the clones?
In Stags Hollow, which is what we have here today, it's 667 and 115.
And finally, over at the Meritage table, it's your Heritage Block.
It's our Heritage Block. So our Heritage Block is our Bordeaux blend. It is almost a full Meritage blend. So it's Merlot, Cab Franc, Cab Sav, Petit Verdot, and Malbec. Only the Merlot comes from our own vineyard, so this is fruit that we get from further south.
Okay, Linda, let's talk price points, starting with the Albarino.
The Albarino is $22. The Blanc de Noir, I think we comment on, was $22 as well. The Syrah Rosé is $22. And our Pinot Noir is $25.
And the Meritage?
Is $26.95.
That's a bargain.
It is a bargain.
You know how when you started you wanted to be a unique voice in the valley and in Canadian wine, and you've been doing it for years now, and you're very cautious about, and you want people to know, this is our philosophy, this is how we see wine, and this is why we grow the way we grow. Has it paid off for you? Are you that singular voice?
I think we are. We've certainly put more attention to that in the last few years as we've been bringing on these newer varietals. I think it just provides a totally different experience for the consumer. And when you come to us, the consumer can try so many different wines that they can't try anywhere else.
Are you open for business at Stag's Hollow?
We are just getting ready to open. We will be open full-time from Easter on. Starting next week, we'll be open weekends until Easter.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Terry.
I love your shoes.
Thank you.
Linda Pruger, co-owner of Stag's Hollow Winery and Vineyard, Sun Valley Way, Okanagan Falls. Let's just take a moment and, while the room continues to buzz, and talk to Dana Lee Harris, the executive director of the BC Hospitality Foundation, because funds from this pouring, these pours, will be going to your association. So tell us about the foundation.
So the foundation has been around for just over 11 years. We are a hospitality-driven organization. We're a fundraising organization that raises funds for people in the hospitality industry that should come across financial difficulties because of a health-related issue for themselves, often for their spouses or for their children. So we help them cover some costs that help them get back to work in the hospitality industry. We also have a scholarship program. We have culinary scholarships, sommelier scholarships, hospitality scholarships, and we really just am ingrained in the hospitality industry, trying to keep people working.
Define hospitality.
Oh, hospitality is all sorts of things. Hospitality is people in the front of the house, your servers, your hostesses, people back in the kitchen. It is people that make the wines for you. It's people that make the beer for you.
And this is a safety net of sorts, isn't it?
This is an absolute safety net of sorts. We are not government funded. We are completely funded by donations from events like this and other events that we have throughout the year.
What's your website?
The website is www.bchospitalityfoundation.com. Check us out there. There's all sorts of events that we run, and it's a great place to see what's going on around town.
Thank you. Dana Lee Harris, the Executive Director of the BC Hospitality Foundation.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. After 6 weeks of renovation, refurbishing, kitchen and outdoor patio expansion, complete with a new outdoor kitchen and pizza oven, the Unsworth restaurant is reopened. There's a great new menu and an Easter brunch on Sunday, April 21st. All the details can be found at unsworthvineyards.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Bench 1775, and they're very happy to announce that they have opened their tasting room for the year. They have a library release of a 2013 Pinot Noir, along with their new Pinot Gris and the new Viognier and Chill. All the details at bench1775.com.
This is the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association Pour in Vancouver at Terminal City Club. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio. You can find the details for this show at tastingroomradio.com, which is included in our wonderful website called mulliganstew.ca, which leads me to St. Cremesh. Alan Dickinson, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
How are things at the table?
Going well. A little mobbed as usual, but...
What are you pouring today?
We've got two Rieslings and a couple of our Cabernet Francs here today. For you, I brought over our Thorny Vines Vineyard Riesling, which was actually our original second wine. So the first leased property we ever had off-site. And it's an old favorite for a lot of people. Very linear acidity profile, a little heavier soil structure, so you got a lot of palate density and weight. But just a beautiful balanced Riesling. So we've actually got many Rieslings that we produce. The standard Riesling is a blend of all four properties that we farm. I like to call it our introduction or our gateway Riesling, kind of showcases stylistically what we do, and then the single vineyards really get into the nuance of the individual site.
We are talking St. Cremesh, my friends, with Ellen Dickinson. Tell me about the Family Vineyards Cab Franc.
The Cachola Family Vineyards Cabernet Franc is a property we lease just north of Oliver, so just south of Okanagan Falls. Very interesting property that produces a very savory style of wine. Always cloudy if you're familiar with the wine. Because we don't do any kind of fining or filtration, that particular wine is always cloudy no matter what I do to it. But it's a very fresh and crushable style, which is really a style that goes well with the food that's available in our climate.
Are you of the Jay Drysdale school of cloudy wines? Get over it?
Yes, okay. I am. We don't intentionally make a cloudy wine, but if it turns out cloudy,
get over it.
Yeah. Does it taste good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Turtle Rock Farms, Tetre Rouge.
Yeah, so Turtle Rock Farms is another Cabernet Franc site for us. It also has Merlot planted there quite a bit north from the Cachola family property. So this is actually high elevation near Amata, but it sits on a base of granite bedrock. So it's actually a much warmer site. What you see between the two in contrast is very, very different style of wine, but also different production techniques. The Turtle Rock Farms, we whole cluster ferment all of the Cabernet Franc, and it really like supercharges the tannic structure.
It's a 2015.
Yes.
Did you hold it back specifically?
We do. So that property, we do almost two years in barrel in order to polymerize those stem tannins and kind of integrate the wine, and then almost 2 years of bottle age as well before release. So it took a long time to get to the point where we could do that with wines. But
are you open for biz now?
We are telling people we're opening May 1st. To be perfectly honest, I'm not sure if we will have any wine for sale at that point. Our wine club has grown significantly, and we're focusing a little more on a more in-depth by appointment kind of tasting environment.
Website?
Synchromeshwines.ca.
You know your price points?
Tasting room, our Riesling starts at $23 and goes up to $40. Cabernet Franc start in the 20s and go up to $60.
I hope that to come and see you. Should I make an appointment now or maybe later?
Yes, right now.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you. Have a great... And say hello to your son.
Thank you. I will.
You're listening to Tasting Room Radio with your host, Terry David Mulligan.
We're going to finish this conversation at the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Pour in Vancouver. These spring releases, the heart of wine country, where we really should end it, and that is with the Meyer Family Vineyards. And Chris Carson, who is the pride of Central Otago, went to Lincoln?
Yes, Lincoln University, Canterbury, New Zealand, yes.
And then, interesting, I made a couple of notes here, 2008, New Zealand, then went to California, and then you went to Montrachet?
Montrachet, I worked with Domaine Fernand and Laurent Pio. In Montrachet, I did two vintages there with him, 2005, 2006.
I can usually work my way through sheets like this, no problem, I understand. But I find that Meyer Family is more complex. You have to actually pay attention to what it is they're doing.
Yeah, I hear you. We put a lot of info, especially the tech info in there. But as far as the info, the winemaking is pretty much the opposite. It's very hands-off. So it's the vineyards speak for themselves. The Chardonnays, for example, a whole bunch pressed. Cold settle overnight. No enzymes. Don't use any settling enzymes. And then fermented stainless. Go to barrel with when it's almost finished fermenting, and it stays in barrel without any lee stirring for 10 months.
Chris Carson, the winemaker at Meyer Family Vineyards. You're pouring your Gewurz.
We had 4 acres of Gewurz, but we've ripped out 3 and planted more Pinot Noir. Drier style of Gewurz, very food-friendly style of Gewurz. That it's not very heavy or cloying. Yeah.
Chris Carson, the winemaker at Meyer Family Vineyards. You're boring Stevens Block Chardonnay. That's from Naramata Bench, isn't it?
It is. It's part of the old Main Road Vineyard. It's sort of a Chablis-inspired. It's no new oak. It's all stainless steel with some older seasoned barrels, yeah.
So I made a note here. This is Naramata Bench, 2 clones, 4 and 5, right?
Naramata Bench? Yeah. Clones 4 and 5 for the Stevens Block, yeah.
McLean Creek Road Chardonnay, that's from Okanagan Falls, planted in 1994.
The part of the original planting. But the older vines, the Chardonnay from McLean Creek always comes off first.
He's Chris Carson. He's the winemaker at Meyer Family Vineyards, Okanagan Falls. And finally, we got the old block Pinot Noir. Now, this was planted in 1994, which makes it old block?
Old block, yeah. That was part of the, again, the original plantings from McLean Creek Road. Because in 2009, when Jack and Janice took over the property, they had Gamay, Cap Franc, Merlot, which was all ripped out and planted with Pinot. But there was 1 acre of Pinot Noir from the 94 planting. We don't know what clone it is, unknown, but we affectionately just call it the Old Block when we're working. It's a special, whatever the clone is. The wine's always been special, but again, production was low in 2009. So it always went into the McLean Creek. And then as production increased, we were able to single it out and start to have its own label.
What did they pour for? Is this a cuvee?
It's the micro cuvee Chardonnay, yeah, 2017. Cool vintage, elegant. Because I pick earlier, the Chardonnays always come through.
Did you? I think I know the answer to this question. Were you at the Pinot Noir celebration in Culloden last year?
We were, yeah.
No, but I mean, did you taste around?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, it's such a great event. This year it's in Kelowna, at the UBC campus, so it's going to be even better. More people, more Pinot producers. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
But I mean, there were so many different expressions of Pinot.
Exactly. That's what I love about Pinot. You can treat it the same in the winery, same oak treatment, but two different vineyards, it'll come out differently. So that's my passion for Pinot.
Thanks for this. Have a great summer.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
He's Chris Carson. He's the winemaker at Meyer Family Vineyards, Okanagan Falls.
This is Tasting Room Radio, a home for passionate fans of food, wine, and friends.
Nighthawk Vineyards is in the house, and Christy Bibby has joined me here on the big chairs, Terminal City Club. They're pouring for Vancouver, and Vancouver shows up at Okanagan Falls. This is the 9th annual, the heart of wine country. Let's talk about Nighthawk for a second. I'm trying to give everybody locations as to where certain wineries are. How do you describe where Nighthawk is?
So Nighthawk is on the north side of Okanagan Falls. We're 1 kilometer just past See You Later Ranch.
Higher than See You Later Ranch.
There's a beautiful alkaline, it's called Green Lake, at the end of our property.
You brought your Pinot Noir, a 2015.
It just won a silver medal at Lieutenant Governor Awards. Our 2016 Gewürztraminer is our new spring release, and on the 5th of April, we'll be also releasing our 2017 Chardonnay.
But I see the Pinot Noir Rosé.
It's very nice and light. You get some rhubarb notes on the finish, and oaked for about 2 weeks in a neutral barrel just to give it a little pizzazz.
And the Cab Franc?
Very soft and delicate, 19 months in the French oak.
Christy Bibby, Nighthawk. Daniel's not here. She's holding down the fort. What do you want to specialize in? Do you want to be a Pinot house?
We do specialize in the Pinot and our Gewürztraminer. Our Gewürztraminer seems to be a real big hit.
Was there anything planted when you got there?
10 acres. Gewürztraminer, Pinot Noir, and Chardonnay.
Does the altitude help?
Those grapes grow very well out there.
Was smoke an issue?
We kind of have a wind belt where we are, so actually we had a very short period of being super smoked in, and it just kept clearing out. So we actually are a little luckier than some of the other properties.
And speaking of Pinot Noir, have you got a rosé?
We have our 17 will be coming out June 21st for Solstice.
Could you make more? It's obviously very popular.
Yes, we could make more.
If you wanted to.
Our Pinot does really well, too, though, so we kind of keep a balance.
Very true. It's true. Maybe you could find something else to make the rosé out of.
I guess we could, yes.
If you were in the wine business. Are you open for business now?
April 5th, we will be open 7 days a week.
With a tasting room?
With the tasting room, 11 to 5.
And a patio?
And the patio, we're hoping to have open with food for the summer.
And how do people find you again?
2735 Green Lake Road.
Okay, so, and if you see you later, keep going.
Keep going. 1 kilometer past. You'll see a beautiful lake, and there we are. The log home at the end of the property.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Say hello to Daniel.
I will for sure.
Nighthawk Vineyards and Christy Bibby, Terminal City Club. They're pouring for Vancouver, and Vancouver shows up at Okanagan Falls. Well, the joint is jumping. This has been our coverage of the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association pour in Vancouver, the spring releases. One of the points I'd like to make about Okanagan Falls is some of you coming from the south of Vancouver and Soyuz and then up through Oliver, when you get to Okanagan Falls, you think it's a stop for ice cream and then you move on. It is one of the great growing areas in British Columbia, in Canadian wine. And you really should take some time in Okanagan Falls to look around and find your next favorite wine. There's a lot of choices there. I hope you heard some of those voices come at you. Choices and Voices. This is the Tasting Room Radio, Vancouver, Terminal City Club. Cheers.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Bench 1775. Bench 1775 will be part of the Naramata Bench Wineries Association pour in Victoria for Rewind, Wednesday, April 24th. All the details at bench1775.com.